Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
This devotion was written by Alvin Jenkins and read by Sally Stovall. Our scripture today comes from the 21st chapter of Luke, verses 1 through 4. As Jesus looked up, he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. "Truly I tell you," he said, "this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on." Several years ago, I was in a meeting and a woman made this statement, "God didn't make no trash." She was making the point that God sees worth in each individual and their God-given gifts, and tasks are of equal importance to those viewed as more important by the world. When thinking about contributions that people can make, I at first thought about numerous biblical examples of people who were otherwise insignificant, but whom God had chosen to do great things. Then I thought about those of more modern times, people like George Washington Carver, Gladys May Allward, and the like, who came from obscure backgrounds but have been recognized by the world for what they have accomplished. But even these people are outnumbered by the hidden figures, those who never receive any recognition for the great things they have done. Our church has been blessed with the resources and heart to serve those in our community through various ministries. While there are numerous stories about the people we have been privileged to help, one in particular comes to mind. At one of the clothing events, a young boy came through with his mother. He had outgrown his shoes and needed a new pair. When he found a pair that he liked, he asked if it would be all right if he put them on to wear home. The response was yes. He looked at his old shoes and said that maybe they could be used by another boy. Would it be all right if he left them? The response to that, too, was yes. This simple act lifted up all those who witnessed it, the women helping at the event, the mother, and the boy himself. Our scripture today reminded me of that story. Like the widow with her two coins, the boy had an offering of two somewhat worn shoes that he had outgrown, yet he wanted them to help someone else. Out of what little he had, he gave a great gift. Let us pray. God, help us to see in each person that we encounter what you see and respond to them in a way that pleases you.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.